Luke. Jesus despised and scorned the hypocrites, and his wrath was like a tempest that scourged them. His voice was thunder in their ears, and he cowed them. In their fear of him, they sought his death, and like moles in the dark earth, they worked to undermine his footsteps. But he fell not into their snares. He laughed at them, for well he knew that the spirit shall not be mocked, nor shall it be taken in by the pitfall. He held a mirror in his hand, and therein he saw the sluggard and the limping and those who stagger and fall by the roadside on the way to the summit. And he pitied them all. He would even have raised them to his stature, and he would have carried their burden. Nay, he would have bid their weakness lean on his strength. He did not utterly condemn the liar, or the thief, or the murderer, but he did utterly condemn the hypocrite, whose face is masked and whose hand is gloved. Often have I pondered on the heart that shelters all who come from the wasteland to its sanctuary, yet against the hypocrite is closed and sealed. On a day, as we rested with him in the garden of pomegranates, I said to him, "Master, you forgive and console the sinner and all the weak and the infirm, save only the hypocrite alone." And he said, "You have chosen your words well when you called sinners weak and infirm. I do forgive them their weakness of body and their infirmity of spirit. For their failings have been laid upon them by their forefathers or by the greed of their neighbors. But I tolerate not the hypocrite, because he himself lays a yoke upon the guileless and the yielding. Weaklings, whom you call sinners, are like the featherless young that fall from the nest. The hypocrite is the vulture waiting upon a rock for the death of the prey. Weaklings are men lost in a desert. But the hypocrite is not lost. He knows the way, yet he laughs between the sand and the wind. For this cause I do not receive him." Thus our master spoke, and I did not understand. But I understand now,